It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Dear Sean Murphy, please stop getting injured. Letter from Jason Bishop to Sean Murphy. It has gotten ridiculous with the amount of time Sean Murphy has missed in the last 2.5 years with the Atlanta Braves. We're going to jump into that a little bit later in the show. But as a Braves fan, I'm extremely frustrated with that dynamic. I mean, as I should be, as I 100% should be, all Braves fans should be frustrated that Sean Murphy's not on the field more. Again, we'll jump into that later. Some big news out of Camden County. They have announced their 2026 Hall of Fame class, their sports Hall of Fame class. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wild Adventures, and by Optum Orthopedics. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so the Camden County Wildcats Sports Hall of Fame has announced their 2026 class. Last year was their inaugural class of 2025. I'm going to kind of tie those two together because I've got a point I want to make. And I'll get into that. First, here are the folks that are going in. JC Outlaw, he's pretty much the headliner. In case you're not familiar with JC Outlaw and you don't follow high school football, JC Outlaw was the voice of the Camden County Wildcats for almost 40 years. The radio voice of the Camden County Wildcats for over 40 years. One of our affiliates down in Kingsland, that's where he called the games. K-Bay. Down in Kingsland. I think officially it was like 37. I don't quote me on that, but I think he called Camden County Wildcat games for 37 years. Also, Tyrone Jones, former football player for the Camden County Wildcats, went on to play in the Canadian Football League, had a ton of success. Everything that you could win on the defensive side of the ball, he did. Kenneth Ellis, also getting in, playing the NFL. He's in the Packers Hall of Fame, ton of Pro Bowls, et cetera, et cetera. And then they also inducted two teams, not folks, not people, but teams. And they did this last year, too. So I kind of get it. This is kind of what they're going to do with their Hall of Fame. It's their Hall of Fame. They can do whatever they want. The 1999 track and field team, who won a state title, and the 2003 Camden County football team, who also won a state title. That 2003 team was basically the beginning of the Camden dynasty, where they were really, really good for, I mean, they were really good before they won that state title when Jeff Heron got there in 2000. But that 2003 state title, it was the stamp. We are here. We are for real. We're here to stay. And then, of course, they went on to win a couple more after that until Jeff Heron moved on. So your class, JC Outlaw, Tyrone Jones, Kenneth Ellis, the 1999 track and field team, and the 2003 state title team for the football team for the Wildcats. That's your group getting in. I want to talk a little bit about, with this class, no disrespect to anyone else that's getting in. The headliner, of course, is JC Outlaw. Now, when you start talking JC Outlaw to Jason Bishop, you're pulling on heart cords. JC Outlaw, who has gone on and left us, it was a dear friend of mine. I had the opportunity, he gave me the opportunity to call games with him in 2009 as his color commentator. They won a state title that year. It was one of the best experiences I ever had in my professional career. JC Outlaw, on a personal side, loved Camden County sports. Not just football, but the swimming team, track and field, the baseball team, all of it. He was a Camden County guy through and through to every ounce and bone of his body. He called those games, like I said, almost 40 years. I think it was 37, not 100% sure. And last year, the Camden County Wildcats announced that they were going to be doing a Sports Hall of Fame. Or actually, they announced it the year before, and then last year was their inaugural class. I am thrilled that JC Outlaw is getting in to the Camden County Wildcat Hall of Fame. It is where he belongs. It's where he belongs. The thing, and I'm not going to lie, I'm thrilled he's in, but JC Outlaw, and I said this last year when they announced this, I remember distinctly being on the show and talking about it, that last year's inaugural class did not include JC Outlaw. And I'm glad they're putting him in. Like I said, he deserves to be there. He should have been in the inaugural class. And, you know, I don't know all the stuff behind the scenes that goes on. I know sometimes it down there it can kind of get a little bit circusy with the politics. Have no idea about any of that or even if that was a thing. What I do know, JC Outlaw deserves to be in the Camden County Sports Hall of Fame. JC Outlaw should have gone in the very first year. How this was an oversight, if that's what it was, or how somebody argued not to have him in the very first class, blows my mind. Just absolutely silly. And to go further with JC Outlaw, so for those of you folks that don't know, right, I'm very fortunate to be able to do this show. This show is owned by a company called the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're going to get really deep into this. The Bishop Media Sports Network is owned by the parent company, Bishop Media and Entertainment. Giving you guys a lesson. You're about to learn something. Bishop Media and Entertainment is owned by me, Jason Bishop. Bishop Media and Entertainment also owns a magazine that is distributed to Southeast Georgia. It goes into Brunswick, St. Simons, down into Camden, over into Darien, Richmond Hill, those areas. At one point, it was actually being distributed into as far as Statesboro. JC Outlaw, when I started this company, because he was a dear friend of mine and I was looking for guys to be writers, names that people knew, I went to my friend JC Outlaw. And I said, I'm starting this company. I'd like for you to be a part of it and write for me. And he did for years and did a great job. He used to be a writer for the Southern Sports Edition. And when this company launched the website, thesouthernsportsedition.com, which is where this show streams, he was also writing for the website too. He was a good dude. Deserves to be in the Hall of Fame just on accolades. You want to talk Camden County football on the radio? There's a voice that is synonymous with Camden County football and always will be, no matter who comes and goes in that booth. I'm one of those folks that have come and gone in that booth. I called Camden County football games for 3 years after JC retired and then when he passed. I called those games for 3 years. And I'm here to tell you, that's a tough gig. There are a lot of moving parts to that job. There are a lot of minefields that you have to navigate, not just in the booth, because that's the main part of the job, but that job also comes with things that exist and happen outside of that booth. And JC Outlaw navigated that beautifully, beautifully. But I'm here to tell you, it exists. Michael Spears now is the voice of the Camden County Wildcats. I believe he has been for the last, I don't know, couple, 3 years, whatever it's been since I stepped out of that booth. And he does a good job. But forever, the voice, no matter who comes and goes in that booth, the voice of the Camden County Wildcats is JC Outlaw and deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And dadgummit, Camden County folks, you should have had him in there last year when you first did this thing. I'm glad you put him in, though.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The 2026 Hall of Fame class for the Camden County Wildcats has been announced. The inductees are headlined by longtime voice of the Cats, J.C. Outlaw. The 2026 class also includes former football stars Tyrone Jones and Kenneth Ellis, the 1999 Boys Track and Field State Championship team, and the 2003 Football State Title Team. The Hall of Fame ceremony will take place on June the 20th at the Camden County High School Fine Arts Building, and early festivities start at 5. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Saturday, May 30th, Wild Adventures Live presents Tasha Cobbs-Leonard. Teach me how to have church on the Monday. See Tasha Cobbs-Leonard on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by Circle K. Tasha Cobbs-Leonard, live May 30th. The concert is free with a season pass, on sale now. Buy your season pass or tickets today at wildadventures.com.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports.
sports are a little different down here. And the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.
When you're more worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics in Brunswick is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatments for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments.
One last thing that I just want to touch on with the JC Outlaw stuff. One of the things that he was famous for the folks that knew him, was the word Bubba. Called everybody Bubba. You'd call him, you'd say, or he'd call you, you'd answer the phone, hello, he'd say, hey, Bubba. And like, yeah, that's one of the things he was famous for. I will always remember that about him. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wild Adventures, and by Optum Orthopedics. When you're worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatment for your bone and joint ailments. Bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call 912-644-5300 or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments at OptumOrthopedics.com. So, Sean Murphy was recently reactivated from the injured list, and Sean Murphy is officially back on the injured list for the Atlanta Braves. Just insane stuff. He's out 8 weeks with a fractured finger. And it's the craziest thing. He's had some awful, and in fairness to him, I will say this. He's had some awful luck, just awful luck with injuries. Catcher's interference, he catches a bat on the backswing off the mitt when he's catching, and it fractures his finger. He hadn't even been back 2 full weeks. Been gone all season, had not even played, fractures the finger, and now he's out 8 weeks, minimum of 8 weeks. That's the recovery time. And then remember, they're going to have to ship him to rehab when he was already kind of doing that. Like I mentioned that, you know, he wasn't off to the best of starts, but it was going to take him some time because he had not had a spring training like everyone else. So he was kind of going through his spring training on the fly in the regular season. So he was still working through his timing, mechanics, stuff like that. And now back to square one for him, recovering from the fractured finger. There's no really rehab that you can do for that. It's just letting the thing heal. And then when you do let it heal, you know, along the way, you got to start taking air swings, live swings, and then swings off of pitching. So that, you know, that's going to be a process. Typically, right, when you send somebody to rehab, you're talking, or you know, on a rehab assignment, you're talking anywhere from a week to 2 weeks before they rejoin the major league team. So if he's out for 8 weeks with the injury and then another 2 weeks, you know, you're talking 10 weeks here. We're 2.5 months. Gosh, that takes us, where are we? May, June, July. That takes us into August. So, you know, maybe 2 months of the season you'll have Sean Murphy, maybe a month and a half. It would not stun me if the Atlanta Braves traded Sean Murphy. Now, granted, I get it. He's injured. And, you know, there are not a lot of teams that like to trade for injured players. You remember the Braves did that a few years ago when they traded for Eddie Rosario from Cleveland. He was injured. The Braves went ahead and pulled the deal. He was still on the injured list for a couple more weeks before he was slated to return. They went ahead and made the deal. And then 2 weeks later, he joined the team in that World Series run in 2021. Huge contributor. So it's, sometimes it does work out. It would not stun me if the Atlanta Braves moved on from Sean Murphy with the emergence of Drake Baldwin, especially when we get trade deadline time and teams are trying to figure stuff out. The trade deadline is at the end of July. So, you know, if you make a trade for Sean Murphy around the end of July, you're going to have him back, worst case, the middle of August. So you go a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks without him. That's worst case. And then, you know, he's on the field playing. But again, he's going to have to go through that whole spring training thing, get his timing and mechanics down before he really kind of gets into his, I guess, into his vibe. And that probably won't happen for him until, you know, we're winding down the season. So there is a little bit of a risk there for making a deal for Sean Murphy. But I would think that Alex Anthopoulos has got to say to himself, with Drake Baldwin being what he is, there's really no need for Sean Murphy, and he's got a larger contract. You know, you get to clear that money. And, you know, when he has been healthy, taking nothing away from Sean Murphy, he is a fantastic defensive catcher. He's an elite defensive catcher, But when he has been healthy on the offensive side for the last 2 years-ish, hadn't been so great. There was a year where he hit a couple years ago where he started off the year injured, came back, and hit like 216, was not an offensive contributor at all. Not even like in the clutch. Like you can hit, sometimes you can hit 216, but it's like a big 216 when you come up with clutch hits when you're put in those spots. That didn't happen for Murphy. There was none of that. None of that. When he came back from this injury, he was 1-for-14. Granted, again, he's going through what you would go through timing-wise in spring training because he didn't get it. But still, he's 1-for-14. Regardless of that, he's still 1-for-14 with a whole bunch of strikeouts. And the crazy thing for the Atlanta Braves is they had Jonah Heim, who I liked. I thought he was a really good backup catcher. Now, he was only hitting about 200, but you didn't really expect much from that. But like I just said, with a big 216 with Jonah Heim, it was a big 200. There were a lot of clutch hits in the hits that Jonah Heim had. He was contributing to the team, even though he was only hitting 200, with clutch hits and clutch spots. When they activated Murphy, they had to make room for him. So the odd man out was Jonah Heim. They traded Jonah Heim to Oakland for cash. They didn't really get anything for him. Veteran catcher, you know, our early 30s. Traded him to Oakland for cash. Well, Oakland, the Athletics, they're no longer in Oakland. They really don't have a home. We'll call them the Homeless Athletics. They traded him to the Homeless Athletics, got cash for him, and they were going to go with Murphy and Baldwin with their two-catcher system. That was going to be the deal. Murphy goes down. Now Heim's not there, and you don't have a backup catcher. So they went out and signed Sandy Leon, who has been in their organization for a very long time, but he's a AAA player. He's never been able to make the transition successfully from AAA to Major League Baseball. And then they have given him several opportunities, and he just can't hit at the Major League level, which is insane because he's a monster at the AAA level, at least in his prime he was. He's a little bit older too. Monster at the AAA level. Doesn't translate, has not translated to Major League Baseball. He has not been able to hit at that level. So he's the backup. Can't imagine that he's going to be the backup for long. I would think Anthopoulos would try to find a better option because he's not a major league catcher. He's not. He's not that great defensively. And like I just said, he has not been able to hit at the major league level. So I would look for Alex Anthopoulos to be able to find some other option to find a backup catcher for maybe the remainder of the season if they do deal Murphy, which if I'm Alex Anthopoulos, there ain't no dang way. Then I'm activating Sean Murphy in mid-August back to my team. I'm moving on. I got my catcher.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialist. High-quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. Father's Day is just around the corner. He makes time for you every day. Make his day special. Dad, let your loved ones acknowledge everything you do for them with a special gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Grill sets, non-tipping beverage holders, oyster knives, and more. Not to mention, all watches are 15 to 25% off, from divers' watches to solar watches and so many more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For a hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Floyd Tire. Lowell and his family will take care of you and your friends and neighbors like their own. 2928 Norwich Street, across from the Dollar General. Tires, alignment, minor mechanic, and brakes. 912-264-6578. Pop on in to Floyd Tire. We'd love to see you Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Floyd Tire, a name you can trust.
As the weather heats up, it's important to dress cool. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection summer apparel. From bathing suits to flip-flops to fishing shirts to sunglasses, Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters is your go-to this summer. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, Onward Reserve, and so much more. Locally owned and your destination for apparel since 1994 in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
We actually have a lot of Atlanta Braves talk today. So I'm trying to not just overwhelm you with just constant Braves segments back to back to back to back to back to back to back, back. So I'm trying to break this up. Bobby Cox passing away. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Ted Turner too. And then of course we'll talk about their season. I'm going ahead and just throwing this out here. If the season ended today, the Major League Baseball season ended today, the Braves would have your Cy Young winner and your National League MVP, Matt Olson, and Bryce Elder would be your National League Cy Young. No joke. I'm serious. Over in the NBA, playoffs still going on. Hawks are long gone, but we're still going to talk about it. Over in the West, the Thunder have not lost a game in the playoffs yet. They have swept through the first two rounds. They are into the Western Conference Finals. They beat the Suns in the first round, who are the 8th seed, and then embarrass the Lakers in the conference, in the Western Conference semis. The Lakers had beaten the Rockets 4-2 to get there and then didn't win a dang game off the Thunder. Thunder are really good. They're going to be hard to beat. I still like the Knicks to win it. Did I say that? That's wrong, because I don't. I like the Thunder to win it. I was thinking that I told you Knicks last week, but then it just dawned on me. There's no way in good conscience that I could have told you the Knicks are going to win the NBA Finals, because they're not. It's going to be the Thunder. Have not lost a game. They're the only Western Conference team, at least to this point, that have advanced to the Western Conference Finals. Of course, there's only two other teams that could do it, and that's the other side of the bracket with the Wolves and the Spurs. That has been a very pretty good. It's been a pretty good series. Spurs currently, as I'm recording this, Spurs lead that series 3-2. I remember I picked the Nuggets to get to the Western Conference Finals. I thought the Nuggets would be able to beat the Thunder, and the Nuggets were eliminated by the Wolves in the first round, 4-2. And so the Wolves, who are the 6th seed, the Western Conference semis, and they're down to the Spurs, 3-2. The Spurs are the 2 seed. They beat the Blazers in the first round, 4-1. I told you last week I'm going to stick with that. I like the Spurs to advance here and take on the Thunder, and you'll get a 1-2 matchup in the West, which is really kind of what you want. But You know, if you're a television executive that has, you know, been on board with signing the contract to broadcast the NBA playoffs, Thunder Spurs, Oklahoma City and San Antonio in the finals, can't really say that that's a television executive's dream for ratings, to have Oklahoma City playing San Antonio. And I get it. San Antonio's got all that tradition, you know, from not very long ago when they were winning championships with Tim Duncan was there. Still a small market. So is Oklahoma City. Neither one of them are really going to draw nationally. You might get some attention to the Thunder because of how good they've been nationally. But all in all, not really. Over in the East, you've got the Celtics and the 76ers in the first round. Remember, the 76ers stunned the Celtics in seven games. Tatum did not play in game seven, and they advanced 4-3. The 76ers have since been swept out of the playoffs at the hands of the Knicks, who took out the Hawks 4-2. Remember, the Hawks were up in that series 2-1, and then the Knicks just dismantled Atlanta from that point forward, beat them 4-2. Then they turn around and swept the 76ers, who were the 7 seed, and the Knicks are the 3 seed. So there are currently two teams that have advanced to their conference finals, the Oklahoma City Thunder over in the Western Conference, and now the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference. On the other side of that bracket, you've got the number 1 seed Detroit Pistons, who survived. They didn't win that series against the Orlando Magic. They survived it. They won four. They survived it 4-3. Took them 7 games to beat the 8 seed. They're the 1 seed in the East. Took them 7 games to dispatch the number 8 Magic. They are currently now down in the next round to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who advanced past the Raptors in the first round. That was a 4-5 matchup. They won. They're the 4-2, and now they are up on the 1 seed, 3-2, with a chance to eliminate the 1 seed, who barely got out of the first round, and I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to eliminate the Pistons, and I think you'll have Cavs and Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. So Cavs and Knicks on the Eastern side, and then the Western side, you'll have Thunder and Spurs. I just told you I think the Thunder's winning the whole thing, so in order for them to do that, they would have to beat the Spurs in the Western Conference Finals. So give me Thunder in the Western Conference Finals, and I told you last week that the Knicks are going to win the Eastern Conference Finals. Regardless, if it's the Pistons or the Cavaliers, the Knicks are winning the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, it ain't going to matter, because when they get to the NBA Finals and the Thunder are waiting on them, they'll be fortunate to get a game from Oklahoma City. And nothing, well, that's not true. There are very few things that make me happier that when the Knicks are good and then they lose in the playoffs. I love it. I love when the New York Knicks are good and then you have all of the Knicks fans across the country talking NBA championship, and then they don't. And then they get beat. Whether it's in the Eastern Conference playoffs or the rarity, at least in the modern era, where they do get through the finals, they get dismantled by somebody. I don't know the last time the New York Knicks won an NBA championship, but what I can tell you, hadn't been in my lifetime. I'm 45. They hadn't won a title in my lifetime. So best case is back in the 70s, which I think is actually accurate. I think it was back in the 70s the last time they won one. Hadn't won one in the 45 years of Jason Bishop existence. That's the truth. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wild Adventures, and by Optum Orthopedics. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. Off of Highway 82, off of Exit 29 and 95, off of 95, 912-263-4422, 912-263-4422, Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. And I am telling you the truth. There are very few things that make me happier than the New York Knicks being good and then losing in the finals or losing in the playoffs, especially the finals. I hope they get there and they get swept.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They have been taking care of folks just like you for 30 years. High-quality work from trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747. Or check them out online at airadjusters.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-thru at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light. Monday through Saturday, both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
The Atlanta Braves are the first team to get to 30 wins. They have still only lost one series on the season. They have beaten some really good teams along the way. They just got done taking a series from the Los Angeles Dodgers, who now at this point are the second best team in the National League. Both of those teams, the Braves and the Dodgers, are up near the top of the league, if not 1-2. And the Braves just took 2 of 3 from them. So it's very easy to say right now, and look, it's May. We got to go all the way through the end of September. It's a marathon in Major League Baseball. It's not a sprint. But to this point, the Braves have played exceptionally well. Best record in baseball. First team to 30 wins. They are well out in front of everybody else in the division. The Mets are terrible, which makes this even better. And, you know, the Phillies haven't been that great. Granted, they've played better since they've hired Don Mattingly and rid of themselves of Rob Thompson. So I do think the Phillies are going to make the playoffs as a wild card. I think they've got too talented of a team to get their stuff together. Meanwhile, the Mets, I think that thing is just, I think it's a dumpster fire. I think we're past a dumpster fire. You know, like when it's a landfill fire. It is a landfill fire in Queens. Landfill. It is just all of that money, all of that talent, all of those players. They got like 25 losses. We're in the middle of May. They're like 10, 11, 12 games behind Atlanta. We're in the middle of May. When you get double digits behind somebody in the middle of May, two things have happened. One team's played really well, and the other team's been awful. Another thing that makes me very happy is when the Mets are awful. I don't even like it when they're good and they get beat. I just like them being awful because it's funny to me. That's how much I despise the Mets. And of course, if you're a Braves fan, I think you feel the same way. I told you a couple of segments ago that if the season ended today, the Braves would probably have the National League MVP and the National League Cy Young in Matt Olson and Bryce Elder. I truly believe that. I truly, truly do. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden House Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wild Adventures, and by Optum Orthopedics. All right, I got to figure out here. I think we're on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp read. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com, jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. At least I think that's where we are. See, that's the great thing about this show, at least, you know, for me, for Bishop Media, and for you as the listener. Because of you, the listener, we got a lot of folks that want to market with us to you because they know that you like the show, you listen to the show, and the numbers are there to prove it. So thank you, thank you, thank you to the listenership. Matt Olson, 14 home runs. Again, we're in the middle of May. 14 home runs, 37 RBIs, and to me, the most important stat of any stat for Matt Olson is the batting average. Matt Olson, when Atlanta traded for him, and even his short time in it, well, it's not short that much anymore, but his time in Atlanta, the batting average, the power numbers, the production numbers, home runs, RBIs, OPS, those have always been high for him. What hasn't been is the batting average. 230, 250, good year, maybe 260. But Matt Olson has never sniffed 300 in his career at the end. He's never been there. He's always been in that 230, 260 range. He's hitting 295. I'm going to be point blank with you. Matt Olson keeps on at the production rate that he's doing with the home runs and the RBIs, the OPS, all that stuff. And he hits 280 or higher, they're going to give him the MVP. Yes, they are, for sure. The bigger surprise, I really did think Matt Olson would have a really good year. I don't know that I expected what he's doing. The bigger surprise is Bryce Elder. Out of nowhere, they were talking about him not making the team out of spring training, and if he didn't, they were going to have to release him because he was out of options. Maybe if he made the team, he was going to be a fifth starter. A lot of injuries occurred. It moved him in position to be the fourth starter, and he's been the best pitcher in the National League. He's got a sub-2 ERA, 1.81. He's 4-1 on the season. 54 2/3 innings, 53 strikeouts, almost a strikeout per inning. He's only walked 20 folks in 54 2/3 innings. That's pretty good. That's Cy Young stuff. How awesome, and I mean it, how awesome would it be for a guy that was pitching for his job in spring training to walk away with the Cy Young trophy at the end of the year? Bryce Elder, I am rooting for you to do it. He developed that cut fastball, and it changed the game for him. Completely affected his entire arsenal. And again, Major League Baseball, this is no secret to anybody that's a baseball person. Major League Baseball is a game, is a league of adjustments. When a pitcher comes up or makes an adjustment, he'll have success for a little while. Or if a hitter first comes up and pitchers don't know how to get him out, he'll have success for a little while. And then somebody will figure something out on how to get him out. And that spreads like wildfire through the league. And everybody starts doing it. The guy can't hit the slider. Well, he's not going to see nothing but sliders. Until what? He starts to hit the slider. And then they readjust. That is Major League Baseball in a microcosm. It is a game of constant adjustments. You play 162 games. So Bryce Elder's had a lot of success with the cut fastball, adding it to his repertoire here early in the season. We'll see how long it can last. We're hoping a long time. We're hoping the whole season. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wild Adventures, and by Optum Orthopedics. Now, I'm pretty sure that we have made, I am pretty well right most of the time. This Memorial Day weekend, make a splash at Wild Adventures Theme Park and Splash Island Water Park in Valdosta, Georgia. Celebrate the start of summer with the Liberty and Lights Drone Show, Watermelon Queens, Meet and Greet, and more at Wild Adventures. Wild Adventures is saluting all active and retired military heroes with free admission just in time for the Memorial Day fireworks celebration. Don't forget to bring at least $10 worth of non-perishable food items to donate to Second Harvest of South Georgia and receive $20 off admission. Want unlimited adventures? Save $100 when you purchase four or more Wild Adventures Gold Season Passes. That's unlimited rides, slides, concerts, and animal adventures all summer long. Grab yours today at wildadventures.com. So I'm just going ahead and telling you, if the season ended today, Matt Olson is your MVP. Bryce Elder is your Cy Young. And us, I'm up against a break, but also some things I want to throw at you. Ozzie Albies, 295. Drake Baldwin, 295. Michael Harris, 311. All of this with Austin Riley hitting 216. All of it with Austin Riley hitting 216. My son Kim back hitting a buck 67 in his return, and they just keep winning.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
That transmission not up to snuff or just need the whole thing overhauled? Shifters is your trusted source to get your vehicle running the way it should. Off the spur in the Golden Isles Plaza. Shifters is your transmission specialist. Not just transmissions, but brakes, AC work, and general repair too. For over 25 years, this community has trusted Shifters and all of their work is warranted. 912-289-9496 and shifterstransmissions.com. Shifters, a shift in the right direction. Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Hey, Bubba. Tribute. In case you missed that and you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to the beginning of the show. If you miss any of this show, by the way, I know that a lot of you listen to this show on our affiliates from around the state. And if you tune in late and I mentioned something that you wanted to listen to or hear about, you can always go to the SouthernSportsEdition.com and stream this show 24/7. As long as it's up. I think it stays up for pretty much the whole week after we do it. Yeah, it's a weekly show. Okay, so some sad news in Braves country. Both Ted Turner and Bobby Cox pass away. You know, Ted Turner is kind of double impact for me because I've told you many times I'm a huge wrestling fan. And, of course, he brought World Championship Wrestling to the forefront, which is a huge part of my childhood. The Monday Night Wars in the 90s between the WWF at the time and WCW. And the whole Hulk Hogan turning heel and the NWO, I mean, that was such a great angle. It elevated WCW to be able to even compete with, at the time, the WWF. And then, of course, the Atlanta Braves, who became America's team because Ted Turner put the Atlanta Braves on cable television, which was in everybody's living room across the country, and that still has an impact today as a ton of Braves fans, not just from Georgia, not just from the southeast part of the country, but everywhere in the country became Braves fans. They've passed that on to their kids, and so on. It probably shall go, even in markets that have other teams. The other sad one, Bobby Cox. Bobby Cox probably had the biggest impact in Atlanta Braves, other than Ted Turner, Atlanta Braves history. When you really think about it, yeah, you can make an argument for Hank Aaron. I get the argument. And I'm not going to say that that's not a substantial argument, especially in the big picture of everything with segregation, racism, all of those things. But I'm just talking about wins and losses here, just on the diamond. Bobby Cox won 2,504 games. He is fourth all-time in wins. He was the general manager for the Atlanta Braves that traded for John Smoltz, drafted Steve Avery, drafted Tom Glavin, made several moves, drafted David Justice. I think Ron Gant's on that list too. And then managed all those guys and made them what they were in the early 90s, and then continued to manage as the team got better and better. 29 major league seasons as a manager for Bobby Cox. That's insane. That's insane. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wild Adventures, and by Optum Orthopedics. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than an adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. Yeah, I mean, just a huge impact for Bobby Cox on the Atlanta Braves organization. 14 straight division championships from 91 to 2003, I guess, or four, whatever the math is on that. 5 World Series appearances. He did win the one in 95. Manager of the Year in 1985. Because remember, he did manage the Atlanta Braves before he was promoted to general manager, before he was moved, quote unquote, back to the field. Manager of the Year in 85. In 91, that magical 1991 season where every Braves fan will always remember that one. 04 and 05. 4 Manager of the Year awards. 85, 91, 04, and 05. Inducted to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in 2014. I mean, just the resume for Bobby Cox is just, it's just nuts. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports. Yeah, we got to get these in. We're running out of time. The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Wild Adventures, and Optum Orthopedics. This is the last one. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state, Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened-to sports show. High school football coaches' shows, and more. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. Great googly moogly. We got through all of those. There were seven live reads because you guys are listening to the show so much. I would love to, I'm out and about a good bit in South Georgia, not just around where I live. I live in the St. Simons, Brunswick area, but I'm often in Statesboro. I'm often down in Camden. I'm often over in Darien. I'm often all around. And I would love, if you see me and you know me, come up to me and tell me your favorite Bobby Cox thing. By the way, he held the Major League Baseball record for ejections over a career. 162 of them. Yeah.
Sports Network.
Let's go, Bubba.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The 2026 Hall of Fame class for the Camden County Wildcats has been announced. The inductees are headlined by longtime voice of the Cats, J.C. Outlaw. The 2026 class also includes former football stars Tyrone Jones and Kenneth Ellis, the 1999 Boys Track and Field State Championship team, and the 2003 Football State Title Team. The Hall of Fame ceremony will take place on June the 20th at the Camden County High School Fine Arts Building, and early festivities start at 5. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Saturday, May 30th, Wild Adventures Live presents Tasha Cobbs-Leonard. Teach me how to have church on the mind. See Tasha Cobbs-Leonard on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by Circle K. Tasha Cobbs-Leonard, live May 30th. The concert is free with a season pass, on sale now. Buy your season pass or tickets today at wildadventures.com.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
So
Sports are a little different down here. And the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
When you're more worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics in Brunswick is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatments for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments.